I've chosen today to preach on the subject of prayer. On the subject of prayer, especially against the practice of abortion. This is in keeping with acknowledging the sanctity of human life and acknowledging the anniversary that is commemorated this week. With that in mind, I'm going to read how Jesus taught us to pray from Matthew 6. Matthew 6, I'll begin with verse 5 and read through verse 15. Hear God's word. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. There are certain dates that go down as changing the course of history. The 4th of July marks the day of America's independence. December 25th is a day to remember Jesus' birth. On a personal level, you'll always remember your birthday and your wife's anniversary, or at least you should. You'll always remember your children's birthdays. Those are days that mark certain significant events in your life. There are also certain dates that mark a change for the worse. December 7th is a day that will go down in infamy because of the attack on Pearl Harbor. 9/11 will be remembered as a day when terrorists attacked the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. January 22nd is such a date because it commemorates a decision of the United States Supreme Court, the decision that is known as Roe versus Wade. In that decision, the United States Supreme Court made it legal for a mother to end the life of her child, which is the practice of abortion. It's been 40 years now since that decision came down. It's been said that an entire generation of United States citizens has been wiped out, and no one has heard their voice. Check that. Someone has heard their voice. That someone is the Lord God Almighty. I've chosen to preach on the subject of the sanctity of human life, especially on the subject of praying for the end of abortion. My argument is pretty straightforward. It's this: since God is sovereign, the best way to end abortion is to pray. Since God is sovereign, the best way to end abortion is to pray. That certainly won't be the only thing you do, but you will never address this pressing need in our society in your own strength. You will never see our culture changed without addressing the heart and the spiritual issues that give rise to the fruit of abortion. You will never be able to help those in need around you unless you do so in God's strength. The best way to end abortion is to pray, because God is sovereign. And actually, that's a pretty good place to be, because God is indeed sovereign. This morning, I'm going to give three different aspects of prayer, three different reasons to pray for the ending of abortion. The first is, pray because God knows all things. The second is, pray